We're in a season where we're studying the Holy Spirit. Yes. We're going to get our PhD in Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. I want us to come to the point where we recognize the Holy Spirit in our services. Amen. That's right. And we shout when He says shout. And we are still and quiet when He says be quiet. Yes. Amen. Yes. We prophesy when He says prophesy. Yes. And we give a tongue with interpretation when He inspires tongues with interpretation. Amen. We are going to become experts in the Holy Spirit. Amen. With His help. Yes. With the help of the Word of God. Amen. Because this generation is depending on not just a saved church, but an empowered church. It's not enough to be born again. That's enough to get you to heaven. Thank God for the new birth. But don't stop there. The pattern in the book of Acts is get saved, get filled, stay filled. Say it out loud. Get saved, get filled, stay filled. It's one thing to get saved. Thank God for that. But the greatest change that happened in my life was 5 years after my new birth when I was introduced to the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And I didn't know what that was because my church didn't teach that. My church didn't preach that. But I discovered through several months of studying and seeking and pursuing that there is a subsequent work of the Holy Spirit beyond just being born again, called the infilling of the Holy Spirit, called the baptism on the Holy Spirit, called receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, called getting the Holy Ghost, however you want to call it. Amen. Being filled with the Spirit, the infilling of the Spirit. It's possible to be born of the Spirit, but not filled with the Spirit. It's possible to be baptized in water, but you have not yet been baptized in the Holy Spirit. Thank God you're saved. But you need to be empowered. Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, to the disciples that were already born again, He said, but you saved ones will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you will be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Praise God. And then in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, what Jesus said about that began to happen when Jesus ascended up on high. He prayed to the Father, and the Father sent the Holy Ghost. And on the day of Pentecost, they were all with one accord. That's a miracle. If Satan can get us in strife, he can stop the flow of the anointing. That's why Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1 says, endeavor to keep the bond of unity in the spirit of peace. Keep that bond. Protect that spiritual bond. Your opinion doesn't mean squat compared to the agenda of God for this church and for your life. You need to lose your opinion and get drunk in the Spirit and just go have a good sleep. Amen. Drunk in the Holy Ghost. That's a sign and a wonder. Amen. You'll be a sign and everybody else will wonder. What happened to you? Amen. Praise God. You know, the world's smarter than we are. They know that the best way to cope with their problems is go to the bar and get drunk. Christians need to have enough sense to come to church and get filled with the Spirit of God and be filled with overflowing with the Holy Ghost and be drunk in the Spirit. Say, what are you talking about, preacher? You done lost your mind. I know it, man. Thank you very much. Acts chapter 2, when they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, the first thing they did is they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. And then all these other Jews gathered around to hear this talking and all this commotion. And they heard supernaturally, because they were from different languages, they heard out of these tongue-talking Jews their own language being preached. In other words, whether if they're from Rome, they heard Italian. If they're from Egypt, they heard whatever that was. Whatever language they were from, they were there from around the world to celebrate Pentecost. And here are these uneducated disciples speaking in tongues, but it's being translated into all of those languages. So they heard a vocal miracle that day. But that's not the only thing that happened. They then said, these men are drunk. Now if I just start speaking with tongues with a straight face, you're not going to accuse me of being drunk. Right? So that was a real messy move of God. Hallelujah. That you couldn't put on a bulletin. Hallelujah. That you couldn't control. Hallelujah. They were not only speaking with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, but they were so filled and overcome by the Holy Spirit, they were staggering around, lying on the floor, rolling around on the floor, slapping each other on the back like drunk people do, laughing at each other, praying in tongues. And it's being translated into their language to the point that Peter the denier had to get up, and in the Holy Ghost, he became Peter the professor. He was without the Holy Ghost, he was Peter the denier. But with the Holy Ghost, he became Peter the declarer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost will make you bold. Yes. Bold. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. And he said, these men are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. But this is that. Come on, look at somebody and say, this is that. That was prophesied by the prophet Joel, that in the last days I would pour out my spirit upon all flesh, not just Pentecostal flesh, not just charismatic flesh, but all flesh, all flesh. That hasn't happened yet. That did not happen at Azusa Street. Did you know that before 1903, the great outpouring in Azusa, L.A., where people around the world came to receive the Holy Spirit, and there was a rebirthing of the baptism in the Holy Spirit in America, and for nearly two millennia, it had been lost, but it was restored to the earth in L.A., and it went back around the world, praise God. That during that first part of the 1900s, to find a Spirit-filled, tongue-talking believer was hard to find. But now, as of 2011, Pew Forum, a credible research company, said now there are 580,000 Spirit-filled, charismatic, Pentecostal, tongue-talking believers. 500 million of the planet are Spirit-filled human beings. Out of 7 billion, 500 million are Spirit-filled, tongue-talking, Holy Ghost-filled believers.
Hallelujah.
Second only in religion, second only to Catholics. We're the second greatest organization, and it's not an organization, it's an organism. But that leaves 6.5 billion. It's not all flesh yet. The greatest outpouring of the Spirit of God is upon us. And we're going to be a part of that if we choose to be a part of that. If we choose to be a part of that. It's not up to God. It's up to you. You're going to have to get rid of your dead religion, read your Bible, and find out if you were church taught and not Bible taught, get rid of the church teaching and take up some Bible teaching. And if the Holy Written Word of God says it, then you need to jump in with both feet and full abandon and receive the Holy Ghost and be filled with the Spirit and flow with the Holy Ghost. Well, somebody might criticize me. Well, welcome to the crowd, glory to God. They criticized Jesus too, and he didn't curl up into a ball and suck his thumb. He said, you gonna leave too? I'll find me another crew to go with. Glory to God. Why don't we join Paul's association where he was imprisoned for what he had to say? Why don't we join Peter's group who was persecuted and hung on a cross upside down? Why don't we join the crowd of the criticized and live godly and full of the Holy Ghost in Christ? I'm telling you, I'm glad. Thank God for the day I received the Holy Ghost and spoke with other tongues. My life changed. Her life changed. Many lives change. You can criticize it if you want to. Glory to God. I wear the persecution as a badge of honor.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
If you can't amen that, you need to get dunked again. You should have been running around the church. Say, what, are you saying you're all that? Oh, yeah. I am saying that. I'm anointed. And so are you. You're a hell-raising, Spirit-filled, Jesus-loving, blood-washed, heaven-sent child of God. You're on a mission. When you go out these doors, you're on a mission. You're a missile sent to bless somebody, to set somebody free. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're called to make a difference. You're called to be a changer. You're called to be a mover. You're called to be a shaker. If God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. More are with us than with them. God has put his finger on you. He's placed his heart in your heart. And God's saying, will you come with me? Will you flow with me? Will you walk with me? Will you ignore the opinions of men? And will you step into the place that I've called you to step into, says the Spirit of God? Will you cast caution to the wind? Will you cast fear to your feet? Will you walk in the fullness? Will you hunger for all that I have for you, says the Spirit of God? Will you rise up and begin to abandon your plan and your purpose and your thing and your time and your calendar and your schedule? For this is the day the Lord has made, and you should rejoice and be glad in it. For I love you with an everlasting love, and I have placed the badge of my Spirit upon you, and I have honored you with the very fragrance of heaven and the very atmosphere of heaven. Heaven is now on earth because heaven's Spirit is in you, and you're walking as a manifestation of heaven on earth. And I declare to you, I love you, and I have blessed you, and I will continue to bless you, not only bless to you, but I've intended and destined to bless through you. And lives will be changed, demons will be cast out, bodies will be healed, men and women will be turned from their destructive destiny, and because of your obedience to the Spirit of God, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, I will use you singly, I will use you individually, and I will use you corporately, and there will be a moving and a shaking, and even governments will be overturned, and godly men and godly women will rise up, if you will do what I tell you to do, if you will be filled with my Spirit, and not fear the opinion of man, and not fear those that walk out the door, and not fear those that shake their head and say they're crazy, but rise up in the boldness of the Spirit of God, and you will find these days are days of heaven upon the earth.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, why halt between two opinions, says the Father? I love you with an everlasting love. I love you with a saturated love. I love you with a love that is bursting in your heart, and I'm raising you up to recognize the love of God that's in you. I'm causing you to become sensitive once again, not only to the things of the world, but the things of the Word. So set aside time, says the Spirit of God, and your help, and pray much in the Holy Spirit, and minister to me, says the Lord, and fellowship with me, says God, for I've got a plan, and you've read it in my word, that the plans I have for you are a good plan, for I know the plans that I have, says the Lord, not plans to destroy, not plans to harm you, but plans to bless you, to build you up, and you shall call unto me, and I will answer, and you shall declare, and the mountain will move, hallelujah, because you've chosen in these days to yield the stammering lips in another tongue, and that is how I will speak to this people, through stammering lips and another tongue. They'll laugh and shake their head and mock and do without, but you'll rise up in the anointing of God and be blessed beyond measure, and you'll be a sign and a wonder. They'll say, how did you get that car? How did you get that healing? Why do you have joy? How come you have this peace? Why are you walking in divine health? How come you didn't get a flu shot? Why didn't you get sick? How come your marriage got healed? Why are your kids okay? And you'll say, it wasn't me, it was by the Spirit of the Lord, for it's not by night, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, and you will declare it boldly in this day and hour, and even look at sickness and disease and say, bow your knee, and it will bow before you, and tumors will disappear, and blind eyes will open, and the deaf will hear, and the lame will walk, and joy shall come upon the land. You know, I'm laughing at your excuses. for they were planted there by the enemy. And I'm laughing your excuses to shame, and I'm pulling you and wiping shame off of you like a father loves a child. And I'm bathing you in my love, and I'm bathing you in my spirit. And those that have spoken words of cursing over you, words of inability over you, even parents that spoke over you in your womb and cursed you in the womb, and even words of discouragement and doubt and disparagement have become your excuses, says the Spirit of God. But I love you with an everlasting love, and I'm cleansing your soul, and I'm cleansing your heart, and I'm putting a fresh life, a fresh anointing, a fresh renewal upon you, and you'll shed the skin of past excuses based on limited words and limiting words, and you'll be healed from words that you spoke out of your own mouth, because you spoke death and not life. But my life has swallowed up your death, even as my serpent swallowed up the serpents of Pharaoh. I'm swallowing up the curse and causing you to live and not die, and you will declare the works of the Lord. Well, let's worship God. If you have your prayer tongue, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Ah, hala morete. That ain't praying. I said pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, hala brother. Come on, stand up. Oh, rebe taladavoshe lamadasai. The Holy Ghost wants his church back. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Spirit. If you don't have it, then pray in English. Just magnify God. Oh, ra sede maranda da da vole sede na 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 day. Come on, church, that's not prayer, that's silence. Open your mouth and pray boldly. Come on. Worthy is the Lamb. I really need you to pray out loud. I need you to step in and begin to pray boldly, boldly in the Holy Ghost. I release a spirit of boldness on you. I release a spirit of freedom upon you. I loose you from your bondage in Jesus' name. The Father says you're free, free, free indeed. Yeah, let's go ahead and minister to the Lord. Yeah, there's healing in the house. No, Ramananda. Oh, there's healing in the house. The healer's in the house. No, healing your soul. Healing your soul, healing your soul. Say my brain, na 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 na. Oh, healing in the house. Na 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 na. I'm healing your soul. I'm healing your heart. Yeah. And it's beautiful. I'm healing your broken soul, healing your heart, and it's beautiful. I love you with an everlasting love, says the Father. I've always loved you. And the enemy has tried to pull you apart, discourage you, harm you through the words of men and women. Many were well-meaning, many weren't. Many were just not knowing, many weren't. But I'm healing your heart today and restoring you and setting you upon your feet, hugging you and saying, go your way, I'm with you. Go your way, your feet are untangled, your heart is healed. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha ha, yasomode, and debola, and the joy of the Lord is your strength. Come on, let's sing a little bit in the spirit. If you don't have your prayer language, don't feel left out. Just lift your hands and magnify God with your own language. Just tell Him you love Him. Somatefe. We honor you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We honor your presence here in this place. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we bless what you're doing. We want you to have your church back. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you're so wonderful, Father. Lord Jesus, you're so wonderful. You're so good. Your mercy endures forever. I just feel like the Lord has just bathed you in His peace. A fresh application of peace has come upon you. Come upon your mind, upon your body. Peace can feel very heavy, like a comforting blanket. It can feel very heavy, not depressed heavy, but secure heavy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want you to grab the hand of the person beside you. Just hold hands all the way across. It's okay. It's okay. We don't have to have a permit from human services to resources to do this. I just want you to begin to pray a blessing for the person on your left. And just, Lord, I bless this person. Just say that out loud. I bless the person on my left. I release the blessing of the Lord to the person on my left. Lord, that all that you want for them will begin to manifest in their life. That they'll have freedom to walk with you, freedom to flow with you, freedom to worship. Hallelujah. Freedom from the inside out. In Jesus' name, we speak peace over that. And when you get done praying for the person on the left, begin to pray for the person to your right and bless them. Release your blessing. I bless the person to my right. God, that everything you intend for them, they walk in it, they experience it, they enjoy it, and they become a blessing. That you restore to them the joy of their salvation. And that they walk in the abundance of your peace. I release peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you get done, just lift your hands and thank God that He's doing it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You have not failed me yet, and you're never going to. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Hey. Hey. I dare you to take a real deep breath of that. That's powerful stuff. Take a deep breath of that. Breathe. Amen, 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 amen. So you can be seated now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's always a song in the Spirit. The melody of the Holy Spirit never stops. We tune in and out of that. I'm telling you, you can sing in the Spirit every day. Pick up on that melody of the Holy Spirit. I'm so thankful for anointed musicians like Addison and these other team members that know how to pick up on that current flow of the song that's flowing, the song of the Spirit that's flowing. I tell you, just as easy as getting quiet and begin to sing in tongues, and you'll pick up on that heavenly frequency, and you'll begin to flow in that heavenly song. It's on all that's a radio station that's on 24 hours a day with no commercials. Praise God. And you can tune into it. Amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and tell them, tune in. Okay. Now, what does the Bible say about all that just happened in the past 10 minutes? Usually I preach and then we manifest, but we manifested some things. So as all we did in the Bible, if anything that we've done in the past 10 or 15 minutes is not in the Bible, please, do you have a word? Yeah. We'll sing it. Praise God. I will interpret if necessary. Oh, go for it. Who all supporting her to yield to the Spirit of God? We're pulling for her. We want to hear what the Lord is going to say. Thank you, Jesus.
Ever touch in fullness His love for the world is great. His heart, it beats continually. He loves us all so much. His love will make you bold. Go forth into the world. Stand up for my love. Don't ever let your heart be afraid. I'm always with you.
Y'all hear what the Lord was saying? Take it to the world. Stand on His love. Come on, let's lift our hands and thank God for that word from the Lord. Come on. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We bless you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Amen. We're getting it. We're getting it. We're learning. Amen. I'd rather fail trying than to fail not trying. Now notice this. This is right here in the Bible. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. How? How? How do we do that? Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Notice that we're to be full of the Word of Christ, and the Word of Christ is to dwell in us richly, not by getting another sermon series and listening to it over and over. Nothing wrong with that. But the primary way that we're to let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly is as we teach one another by singing to one another. Christina was just stepping over into Colossians 3:16 and teaching and admonishing us with a spiritual song that came out of her spirit by the Holy Spirit to us from God. That's simply Colossians 3:16. But that's rarely seen in any church. The Holy Spirit wants His church back. He wants to get off the screen and into manifestation. Nothing wrong with that, because we want hymns. You know, people are anointed to write hymns and write songs, and we can sing them under the unction of the Spirit. But did you notice that this worship team went beyond the song and began to sing prophetically? We want that. We want the spirit of prophecy, inspired singing, inspired by the Lord, singing by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We want that in operation, because that's how we'll let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly. It's not enough just to read your Bible. That's not the only way to become full of the Word. You become full of the Word when you gather. Amen. So Ephesians chapter 5 says the same thing. And I want you to know, we're in the middle of a horrible drug epidemic. Our cities are being ravaged by drugs. our children and grandchildren. I'm not speaking and prophesying this over you, but I'm saying that it's a fact that up until now, our children and grandchildren in America are dying left and right on drugs, on heroin, on fentanyl, on all these devilish, horrible drugs. And now I'm not saying that's the only reason, but one of the main reasons is they can't find God, so they got to find another high. They've been told by the school system that they're just the product of a monkey. They have no value. They weren't created by God. They evolved from slime. On video games, they're allowed to kill hundreds and thousands of people over and over and over again, which imprints on the mind. They're allowed to say any hateful or rude thing on social media and hide behind their phone and do it, and bully people without facing the one they're bullying. Our kids are in a crisis. Almost every child has seen pornography by the time they're 12. Your child's not an exception. And I'm talking about straight stuff. Stuff that would embarrass you. Except the adults are addicted, 85% of them on it. 85% of the men polled are addicted to internet pornography. That includes the pastors. Guys, it's a crisis. We're in trouble. But we're here for such a time as this. It's not hopeless. But we got to do what the Word says do. We can't have three songs in a sermon. We got to flow with the Holy Spirit. We got to be full of His love. Full of His love. Full of His Spirit. Praise God. God. Amen. So watch Ephesians chapter 5. Beginning in verse 18. And do not be drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Let me just help you with this for a minute. The Holy Spirit says, don't be stimulated by wine. Excessively. Let me just help you with this. Don't be stimulated by heroin. Don't be stimulated by nicotine. Don't be stimulated by alcohol. Don't be stimulated by the internet. Don't be stimulated by these stimulations lead to death. But what do you do? It's not enough to just say no. You just say no doesn't work. You have to give an alternative that is superior. So the Holy Spirit says, don't, but here's what you replace all of that with. But be filled, stimulated, drunk, and high, and controlled by the Holy Spirit. The way to not be drunk, the answer to a drug-infested world, is a Spirit-filled church. Glory to God. If we'll do our part, we'll begin to see a messy thing called drug addicts coming in and getting set free. And then you'll have to interrupt your busy schedule to disciple them when they show up on Monday needing help. To take time to talk with them, have coffee with them, take them out to McDonald's, sit down with them, teach them what they never learned. Are you too busy to be used? God will only send the unsaved to churches He can trust. He'll only send you to people He can trust that you won't just drop them like a hot potato. Are we willing to have our lives interrupted to fulfill the kingdom of heaven's purpose? Are you willing to be interrupted? Are you willing to lay aside your plan? I think there's some willing people in here. I think you've had enough of not fulfilling your destiny. I think you're tired of being tired. I think you're tired of being normal. I think you're tired of being nominal. I think you're ready to be used by our Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit to let Him change and heal you. And then through that health of His love and Spirit, begin to minister to somebody else. I can't tell if you're hearing me or not. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. And He wants that manifested. Heroin's not Lord. AOC is not Lord. Trump is not Lord. Obama's not Lord. Jesus is Lord. And He's not just Lord of Brazil. And He's not just Lord of Africa. And He's not just Lord of China. And of the church is growing by 20,000 people a week in China. The underground persecuted church. 20,000 a week. One 17-year-old girl has 10,000 churches under her charge. 17-year-old girl has 10,000 churches under her charge. Because they all meet in homes and in hidden places. And she's the one that raised them up. And we want to wait till you're 30 before a kid can be used. 17 years old, 10,000 churches. She's got me beat by 999,000. And some of those churches have 4 and 5 in them. But they're growing. China's growing by 20,000 believers a week. But He's not just Lord of China. He's also the Lord of the United States of America. But we got to be filled with the Spirit, filled with the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right. So we're going to wrap this up. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. I didn't get anywhere near where I wanted to with my plan. All right. But that's okay. I'm trusting God is getting this over to you. I had a dream 4 weeks ago. You've heard it probably a dozen times. You're going to hear it probably a dozen more. The Lord Jesus Christ appeared to me in a vision, a dream. He still does that. And He was in a white robe with a blue sash around His waist, and then the blue sash went over His shoulder and back down. I don't know what that means. Probably nothing. Sandals on. In the dream, He walked up to me with His hands like this, and He looked at me with great concern, puzzled. And He said to me, "Why aren't you accessing your help?" And He had such a concern in His eyes for me, like a concern. And no, He didn't say that. He said, "What are you doing?" That's an open-ended question. I answered in the dream, "I don't know, Lord." Now, He was kind enough to not say, "You're right." Because He's a loving God. He could have said, "Yeah, good answer." He didn't. His next response was, "Why aren't you accessing your help?" I knew what he meant. I just intuitively knew, why am I not praying much in tongues and in the Spirit daily? So my answer to him was this. Well, and I put my hands out. I said, "Is an hour enough? An hour a day enough?" He then smiled at me. And he said, "Is that all the help you need?" See, I answered, "What do I need to do to please you? Is an hour a day enough to get by?" And he asked me, "How much help do you need?" And it ended the dream. That has profoundly affected me. I did not know I had the dream. I woke up the next morning with the need to pray in tongues. I had an intuitive feeling I needed to pray in the Spirit. As I prayed in the Spirit on that Thursday morning up until the afternoon, as I was going about my daily duties, the dream began to come back one piece at a time. I didn't know I had the dream when I woke up, but the dream came back as I prayed in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit put it back together. Now, there's more in that dream. I don't remember it all, and he'll let me see the rest of it when I need to see it. But one other thing he said to me, he says, you're 58 years old. Do you want to finish the plan that I called you to finish? I don't know the rest of that conversation, but I know praying much in tongues has a lot to do with it. So, I've been praying much in the Holy Spirit. Now, as a result of that, I'm seeing more things in the Word of God than I've ever seen in my life. And I'm seeing more manifestation of His presence in our gatherings. Because not only am I now praying much in the Spirit, but how many of you have upped your praying in the Spirit? Good. Some of you. Praying in the Holy Ghost. All right? Now, I don't mean to turn that into a law. It's not a law. It's an empowerment. So what I'm getting ready to say is simply to encourage you that it's possible. Not to say, look at me or make a law. It's an encouragement. You understand that? There are days I'm praying anywhere from 6 to 12 hours a day in tongues. And that's not enough. Waking up at nighttime, praying in the Spirit. There are some days I forget to pray in the Spirit. And when I do, I feel like I go to bed more tired than I should. And I have found out the more I pray in the Spirit, the more energy and life is flowing in my body and in my mind. God called this church in 1974 to be a place where the Holy Spirit would have freedom to move. That is the root of this church. This church was started after the schoolhouse burned down, Washington School burned down. They raised it. The property was bought by a local chiropractor and others. I don't have all that perfectly right. But anyway, they put a double wide right here where this church is. A double wide right here. And they had different men coming in that were receiving the Holy Spirit. And so, and I'm not calling these names out to be rude. I'm just trying to give you the picture. Methodists were being filled with the Spirit, speaking with tongues. And they were coming here to learn more about it. Christian disciples of Christ, Christian Catholics were coming. Baptists were coming. Lutherans were coming. They were all coming here to experience the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so this whole thing was birthed on a day of Pentecost birthing. Jesus is magnified in Lord, but Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. It wasn't long after that double wide was moved over there. And they built this building here in 1978-79. And God continued to move. Several pastors came and went because at first they didn't have a pastor. They just had guest speakers coming in. Thank God for the move of the Holy Spirit. Now that's the root of this church. Is to let the Holy Ghost have His way, and that DNA is not going to change. It's just not going to change. We're going to preach the grace of God. That's the gospel of grace. But like Pastor Rhea said, you can't have grace without having gifts. Are you listening? And so I'm hungry for that. I just need to know, are you willing to move in that direction? Amen? So we're going to become experts in the Holy Spirit, experts in the gifts of the Spirit. And I just want to, in these concluding statements under the anointing, because the anointing is still on me, there are 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Say that out loud. There's 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. You'll find them in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. All right? We're going to learn every one of those. We're studying them on Wednesday night. We're going to get our PhD in Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We're going to recognize, we're going to recognize the Holy Spirit. When He says shout, we're going to shout. When He says sing in tongues, we're going to sing. When He says give a tongue and interpret, we're going to do it. When He says prophesy, we're going to prophesy. When He says go for 30 minutes and go home, we're going to go for 30 minutes and go home. If He says go 4 hours, we're going to go 4 hours. We're going to obey the Holy Spirit. We're going to obey the Lord. But we're not going to do stuff in our own strength, because a 4-hour church service without the Holy Ghost, no thanks. No thank you. But if it's in the Spirit, it'll feel like 4 minutes. Because time stands still when the Holy Ghost is in manifestation. Back in the late 90s, a move of God came upon this church, and the service was to dismiss at noon, but a holy peace came on this church. A holy, holy presence. A wonderful peace, like a blanket, saturated. No one wanted to disturb it. No one got up. It was 12 o'clock. Time to go home. Nobody got up. I was sitting right here. No one moved. No baby cried. No one coughed. No one sneezed. Didn't have many cell phones, so didn't have to worry about cell phones going off. And we sat there in that holy presence until 2:30. No one went to the bathroom. Kidneys were suddenly stopped from using the bathroom. I know, bodily function stopped. That's a working of miracles. No, I'm not joking. You know, 2:30, that's a long time to not go. So God moved in a mighty way. Then it began to dissipate like a cloud, like fog lifting. It began to dissipate, and one person at a time would just quietly pick up their stuff and walk out the door. Didn't say a word, didn't slap anybody on the back, walked out the door till the last one filed out, and then Rhea and I finally, you know, we left. Amen. But when you've had a service like that, three songs, a sermon, and Taco Bell just don't cut it. But I'm not going to sit here till 2:30 hoping that'll happen. Here's something that we've got to learn. Just because he moved that way last Sunday doesn't mean you need to repeat it this Sunday. That's where we get into error. Well, he did it that way then, so if I stand right here and do this and sing that song at that tempo with those lights and that, and you sit there, no, that's you repeating something in the flesh. God's a God of variety, a God of freshness. What God wants is not for us to be blind about repeating things, but to hear him and flow with him. Why did Jesus spit on people? Because the Holy Spirit told him to. And when he obeyed the Holy Spirit, they got healed. Why did he spit in mud and put clay in the man's eyes? Because the Holy Spirit told him to do it. Working of miracles. Why did he tell the man to go to the pool of Siloam? Because the Holy Spirit told Jesus to say that. And when they obeyed the directive of the Holy Spirit, the man came back. He had no eyeballs. He came back with two brand new eyeballs in his sockets. He could see. Well, does it take all of that? Do you got to go spit in mud? Do you have to smear mud? Do you got to tell him to go do this? No, if the Holy Spirit tells you, no. But if the Holy Ghost says it, yeah. One time a prophet told a king, he said, Assyria is going to try to take you out. A war is coming. And the prophet was on his deathbed. He said, shoot that arrow out the window. 2 Kings 13, he shot the arrow. He then said to the king, he said, take those arrows in your hand and hit the ground. And so the king took the arrows and he hit the ground three times. And the prophet became angry. He said, oh man, why'd you just hit it three times on the ground? If you would have struck the ground five or six times, you would have totally destroyed Syria in this upcoming battle. But because you only did it three times instead of five or six times, Syria will not be totally destroyed, and you're going to have to deal with them for the rest of your life. What? Arrows on the ground? What? You see, you got to understand, the Bible says, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. So what if God tells you on a worship service to come kneel at the altar? You might want to do it. What if he tells you to lie prostrate on the floor? You might want to do it. What if he tells you to run around the service and celebrate, and you know you're supposed to? You might want to do it. Amen. Amen. Are you listening? God has good intentions for you. He has a good plan for you. Praise God. So in conclusion, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1, pursue love. Love of God. Pursue love. Make it your main quest. But don't stop there. Desire gifts of the Spirit, especially that you may prophesy. Prophecy, speaking by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. This week, Brother Jeff was at his factory. There was a semi-truck backing up. A young father was there, the truck driver, and they were talking and chatting, and Jeff got a prompting from the Holy Spirit to pray for this guy. So he says, can I pray for you? That took guts. And the truck driver said, well, sure. And the truck driver had shown Jeff a keychain with a little hammer on it, a little 99-cent hammer his son had bought him. And so Jeff's praying for him, and then here comes the prophetic word. And he said, Father, I thank you that just as his son provided that hammer, you are building his family, and you are the one building his life. Took his hands off of him. That pastor said, that truck driver said, wow, that was awesome. He said, I can't wait to get home. That was amazing. It confirmed things in his heart. Praise God. Amen. Sunday, the Holy Spirit said to three different people, chains are being broken off. One woman saw chains falling off of a person as they were clapping and said to him, every time you clapped, a link was broken. I thought, that's awesome. Well, then come Wednesday, another lady comes up and said, my husband, who's usually busy in the church, he was locked. He was weeping, and he was weeping, and the Spirit of God was doing a deep work in him while we were worshiping. And she said, Pastor, chains fell off of him. It's two of them. Well, then Pastor Rhea said, you know, I prophesied chains have fallen off and lives are now changed. I said, I don't remember that, but there's three words where chains were broken off. You know, no, they weren't, Pastor. All we did was just sing a song. No, you have no idea when we start to worship what God starts doing. You have no idea when we start to worship from our heart what angels are activated to do. You have no idea. Angels are drawn to when we worship their commander-in-chief and we worship God in the Spirit. We activate a heavenly realm, hallelujah. And angels begin to provide and heal and set free and deliver. And it gets busy in the spirit realm, man. I'm telling you, a church full of the Holy Ghost attracts a lot of heavenly activity. Hallelujah. That's awesome. Here's the rest of the story. On Tuesday, Lonnie was driving down the road and a car pulled out in front of him, not on purpose, but just like halfway out, and Lonnie swerved to miss him. Well, he said, thank God, whew, that was close. That guy went into a demonic rage and began to follow Lonnie 1 or 2 inches off his bumper with anger. He passes Lonnie, gets ahead of him, slides his car sideways, and blocks the road. Lonnie's, oh my goodness, ooh, this is not good. So he had a way to go up into a person's yard, and he drove up into this person's yard, through their yard, back in the ditch and back on the road, and just got as fast as he could down the road. That guy jumped back in his car, and he pursued him again and caught up with him again, 2 inches off his bumper, passes him with anger, slides his car sideways, locks up the car. Lonnie has nowhere to go. The guy jumps out of his car with a great rage, large man, angry. Things he's saying, I won't repeat. Comes walking toward Lonnie, and the Lord says, I may die here. Lord, what do I do? And the Holy Spirit said, roll your window down and apologize. He said, sir, I am sorry. If I've offended you, if I've hurt you, I apologize. I'm sorry. And the man stopped. And that demon lifted off of him, and he turned around, still angry, and walked back to his car, slammed the door. Backs up, Lonnie goes by. As Lonnie's going by, the man's still yelling with anger at him and said, that's not good enough. But that's the end of it. And Lonnie went home. He called his wife and said, Jackie, I don't know. He may be coming to the house. He may be trying to hurt my family. I don't know what's going on. There was just fear. And Jackie said, he's not coming on my property. Thank God for a Holy Ghost wife. So she said, Pastor, you know how petite and sweet Jackie is. She said, so Pastor, I just walked down to the end of the driveway and took my foot and drew a line in the sand and said, no demon crosses this line right here. Nobody, none, in Jesus' name. I draw a bloodline right here. Then she walked around the whole property and said, no demons allowed. Angels right here, angels right here, angels right here, angels right here. You're not coming in the name of Jesus. No one ever saw the man after that. Nobody in the county saw him. Nobody saw the man. Now, what's my point? The point is, a mighty breakthrough of God came on Sunday. A reaction from the spirit of darkness came on Tuesday. God never reacts to the devil, but the devil will react to God to try to stop spiritual progress. If you don't think what's happening in this church is important, you need to think twice. It's not foolish. It's not foolish when we lay down on the floor. It's not foolish when we try to yield to God. It's not foolish when we sing for 30 or 40 minutes. It's not foolish. We're engaging with the kingdom of heaven. We're engaging for men's and women's lives. So on Tuesday, Rhea was at the dentist and I'm driving. I didn't know anything about this. We're in Fleming County. I'm driving in the van, and a prompting, a word of wisdom came up, said, text Lonnie Foley. I hadn't thought about Lonnie Foley. You know, I hadn't thought about him for weeks. It said, text Lonnie Foley, Romans chapter 8, verse 37. And I thought, okay. In my mind, I thought, okay, I will. So I keep driving. And the second time, he said, do it now. Okay. I text Lonnie and hit it. I thought, okay, there. Within 5 minutes, Lonnie texts me back. He said, you have no idea what happened to me yesterday. He said, I don't know how you knew to send me this. He said that it did not come from you. It came from God Almighty. And he just now told me supernaturally through this text that if God is for me, I don't care who's against me. And God's got my back. One simple text message. Amen. Listen, let God use you. Let him use you. Amen. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands up to heaven. God, I believe this is a church of willing people. Willing to flow with the Holy Spirit. Willing to learn. Willing to yield. Willing to be used. Oh, and it doesn't always have to be some majestic thing. It's a simple phone call, a simple card, a text, a simple touch on the shoulder and imparting the anointing, and they don't even know it. Lord, help us not to make it complicated. Help us not to make it hard. Oh, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing right now in the earth, and thank you that you're letting us have a part in it. In Jesus' name. Father, I pray for the reactivation of those that have been filled with the Spirit. They've got their prayer language, that they activate it again, that they press through the flesh, that they press through that, and they begin to flow again. I pray for much prayer. My house, says the Lord, shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. And so I've called you to be a house of prayer for all nations and for your nation. For haven't I said in my word that if you'll pray, supplicate, intercede, and give thanks for all those that are in authority and for kings, have I not guaranteed you in my word that you would live a quiet and peaceable life? So begin to pray much in the Holy Spirit. Begin to pray much, and even political processes of lying and deceit will be broken, and it will be fettered and broken, says the Spirit of God. And even before it comes out into the open, it will be stopped. It will be cut off in the Spirit. Demons will be frustrated. They won't be able to do their plan in the political arena, because my church, the body, has become a house of prayer. So rise up and begin to pray much in the Holy Spirit. Begin to pray much in the Holy Ghost, and you'll find even the political scene will change, and even the academic scene will change, and ungodly presidents will be removed off of college boards, and godly men and women will be raised up, and ungodly judges will be moved off, and godly men and women will be raised up, and you'll find a mighty move of my Spirit that frustrates the plan of the enemy and frustrates the plan of darkness, all because you did that thing the devil calls gibberish. But it's a kingdom language. It's a heaven language. It's a holy language. It's a Holy Spirit language. And as you yield to my Spirit, I'll begin to help you do what you can't do on your own, and you'll be glad. You'll begin to experience the outworking of my word, that all things work together for good to those that love God and are called according to his purpose. And you will be able to say in days to come, it's already been prayed about. It's already done. Hallelujah. The enemy is defeated and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, stand up and give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, we bless you. We thank you. If you're born again, but you've not been filled with the Holy Spirit, then you're qualified to that Book of Acts experience. You're qualified for that Book of Acts experience. If you're a blood-washed child of God, if you're not, we're going to lead you in prayer before we go. Romans 10:10 says, if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, Romans 10:9 and 10 says, you'll be saved. So we're going to just do that right now before God, the angels, and demons. We're going to go ahead and do it now. If you're not saved, you're getting ready to be. Say it out loud together. I believe with all of my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. I believe Jesus is alive. And now I confess with my mouth, Jesus is Lord. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you now. Now I'm born again. Now I'm saved. Going to heaven. Hallelujah. 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 Now, Jesus said this. He said, don't leave Jerusalem without the Holy Spirit. He said, Jesus said in Luke 11, he said, if you'll ask the Father for the Holy Spirit, he'll give him to you. Well, you got to be a child. We just fixed that because he's got to be your Father. So we're going to ask him to give you the Holy Spirit. We're going to ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's a gift that belongs to every Christian, every child of God. It's not the same as salvation. We're going to talk about that. We're going to preach about that. We're going to teach it verse by verse. But I can't wait, and the Holy Spirit won't let me wait. So right now, if you're ready to receive the Holy Spirit as a child of God, I'm going to lead you in a prayer. Heaven's going to hear, and Jesus is going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Now, the evidence, not the only evidence, but the initial is, out of your belly will come this language. You don't understand it. It's not coming out of your mind. It's coming out of your heart. You won't understand it. It'll be a language that God understands, and the devil doesn't understand it. That's a wonderful gift. Oh, hallelujah. So let's pray, just like Jesus said in Luke 11. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I'm your very own child. I belong to you. Now I'm asking for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Please give me the Holy Spirit now. I believe I receive the Holy Spirit right now. In Jesus' name. Now just lift your hands and thank God that you're filled. Thank God that you've asked. Thank God he's given. Come on, thank him. Thank you, Lord. We just bless and honor you. Now, Holy Spirit, I know your word says that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, and they spoke with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. What a wonderful, wonderful language to be able to pray out of your innermost being. So, Holy Spirit, as they have received, I thank you now filling them. Filling out of their belly. Out of their bellies flowing rivers of living water. Out of their bellies flowing living water. Rivers of living water. Lord, I thank you that the same thing you did on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2 is happening right now, right here in Jesus' name. Now, I want to encourage you to close your eyes. Lift your hands to heaven. I want to encourage you, if you've never spoken with tongues, it doesn't just come when God decides. You have to open your mouth. He'll never force you. He's a gentleman. You have to open your mouth and begin to take that bold step of praying in those syllables that are not English. And if you will, watch the Holy Spirit begin to flow. Hallelujah. We've got more, Lord. Fill them more. Fill them up more in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, I'm going to count to three. And the rest of us that are already filled, we're going to pray for 1 minute in the Holy Ghost. We want you to jump on in and you pray in the Holy Ghost. Ready? One, two, three. Let's pray. Pray. Basola Bayele. Basola Batia. Basola Kanada. Endo Rabatele Shivadagi. Monelande Roboshtebeta. Go ahead, yield to it. You should not be praying in English. Don't try to figure it out. Unscrew your head and let it come out of your belly. Yield your heart to the Lord. Form the syllables. Form them by the Spirit. That's awesome. Keep on praying. Talking to the Father. No rabaraco remedi salaraba salara. Na na ni logo do do vo desi dc bosa je deze bodolo daza. Get your eyes on the Father and just pray in that language. The language of God. Open your heart. He wants you to be filled. Sila modakea. Sila modakea. Sila modataya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now switch your tongue over to your mind and just praise him in English. God, we bless you. God, we glorify you. Lord, we magnify you. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Oh, thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for your crucifixion. Thank you for your resurrection. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you, God. You're Lord of lords and you're King of kings. And we thank you that you filled us with the Spirit. Glory to God. Now switch back over to your belly and begin to pray supernaturally again. Yeah, hook up your tongue with that. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Oh, rahatessa. Oh, rahadessa. Mamai, mamai. Nila bokeshtala. Borasta. Yeah, I know that the enemy is called the Lord of the Flies, says the Father. He's called the Lord of the Flies, and he is a defeated one. And many of you have been harassed in your mind by spirits buzzing around your head, saying things to you, intimidating you with words, flying around like flies. But as you worship me in the Spirit, the aroma is too strong for them. The presence is too strong for them. They begin to be zapped by the light of the glory that shines out of you. And they're zapped and they cannot attack and they cannot hinder you. And you'll find the air gets clear and you find the atmosphere becomes clean and your mind suddenly is unchained and unfettered because you've prayed much in the Holy Spirit. And you'll find the glory of the Lord has arisen upon you, for these are the days of great glory and these are the days that you will walk in heavenly places on earth, says the Spirit of God. Come on, lift your hands and magnify God. Come on.